WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice. All mail from Bryan College Station is routed through Houston. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola Post Office until further notice. The only reason the USPS gives is the impact from Hurricane Harvey. We are waiting for a reply to why the mail cannot be routed somewhere else. The timing of Harvey's record rainfall could not have been worse for local agriculture producers.
Ranch-wise, you know, that's one of the things that I did early this morning. I've got cattle in the river bottoms, in both river bottoms and also in the Brazos River. And, you know, we're trying to make sure that they're to high ground and safe and to get to where we can get.
Brazos County Commissioner Sammy Catalina during our show says the hurricane hit cotton producers particularly hard.
All the cotton was ready to come out and take. Some of them had already started. And I don't think very many of them in our part of the country had even got quarter or halfway through. So you can imagine what 15, 20, 25 inches of rain is going to do to that cotton that's open.
Today's commissioner's meeting agenda includes removing a burn ban. Severe flooding has closed College Station City Parks indefinitely, but Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says that hasn't stopped visitors from checking out the high water at Lick Creek and Wolfpin Creek Parks.
While things might look fun to mess around in the water, it is very dangerous, and please keep that in mind.
A survey of parks and buildings so far has turned up no major damage.
There are a few trees down in different places, but they didn't fall on anything.
Schmidt says city employees have had to run off people sliding down the hill behind the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. A reminder, Texas A&M and Blinn have no classes today, but A&M and Blinn will resume classes tomorrow. Sam Houston State has canceled classes through Labor Day. Bryan ISD is starting 2 hours late today, and there is no morning pre-kindergarten. All Bryan ISD bus pickups, school start times, employee arrival times, and normally scheduled activities will be delayed 2 hours from their normal start time. College Station ISD is holding classes today on their regular schedule. Bryan Broadcasting, The Eagle, and KBTX thanks the scores of contributors who donated yesterday afternoon to storm victims.
We were absolutely blown away. We thought we were going to have one truck that was filled, ended up being two, and still some spillage that we're going to have to bring to somewhere else. So we just thank the Brazos Valley. Every time we do a project, we are blown away by the generosity of this community. It is just an amazing thing to behold, and I always think I can't be surprised, and here I am again, surprised. So thank you again to everybody who was able to donate.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says the first truck was sent to a Houston area shelter. The second will go to Rockport, which was the bullseye of Hurricane Harvey's landfall. Both trucks transported items mostly for young children. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories, an original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Hey, about 6:10, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The Houston area picking up over 10 inches of rain yesterday. We had significantly less than that, and we will have significantly less rain than Galveston and Houston today. The heaviest rain is just to the south and east of our area due to the circulation of Harvey. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm today, breezy and 80. Flash flood watch remains in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Scattered showers and storms, breezy overnight, 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin spoke on the flood last night during the Coach Sumlin show. We'll hear those statements and more. Meanwhile, the Astros and the Rangers were going to be going head-to-head tonight, but they'll be doing it in Florida rather than at Minute Maid. And Art Briles had a job for about 11 hours. We'll have all the details on that coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, so who played in Florida?
The Astros and the Rangers are going to play in Florida tonight rather than Minute Maid.
Why do people in Florida want to go see them?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
But I don't think anybody in Houston's going to go see
them. Well, no, and then that's fine. That's okay. But
and maybe they thought, you know, maybe the Astros wanted a neutral site versus playing in Arlington.
Playing up in Arlington, mm-hmm. That's true.
And yet the Cowboys and Texans will be playing at AT&T Stadium instead of
the other
NRG.
One.
Yeah. So.
And so now Texas A&M starts their football season this weekend, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sunday.
Yeah. How are people going to get there?
Actually, that is a huge problem right now. I have friends because so Houston airports are completely shut down till Friday.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Got it.
No one's getting out.
Yeah.
Or in.
Got to squeegee the airport. Though,
yeah.
The runways,
and so
right?
A friend of mine who had flights out Thursday evening is now trying to find flights out of Austin. They can get to Austin.
And I'm sure they're the only ones. Yeah, the only people.
Exactly. I had a friend in New York who has not been able to get back to Houston. He is taking about 3 to 4 different flights to just go straight to California. They're rerouting him completely. But his tickets, which are not e-tickets, are in his apartment. And so friends of his who were going with him now have to somehow get into his apartment to get the tickets and also get to California.
Mm. So you're the apartment manager at that apartment complex, and these people come up and go, oh, we got to get into his apartment.
To get his football tickets.
To get his football. Oh, really? Uh-huh. So you want me to let you into this guy's apartment? Of course, you're telling me you're going to steal his football tickets.
Yeah.
And those are
just two stories that I've heard of in the last 12 hours.
And granted, all first world problems.
Mm-hmm.
First world problems.
Definitely.
But you know, this is a football game. I mean, it's in the Rose Bowl, and so an opportunity to go to an iconic stadium. I'd like to be able to do that.
I think this will be one of the most, even though it's in California, probably one of the most traveled to games people had planned on going to this year.
Yeah, and then, of course, it's the beginning of the season, so all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. There are airline rules for everything. The airport being flooded, I mean, is that where does that fall into? Mm-hmm. Any of these people get their money back?
Oh, gosh.
Then there are folks who said, hey, I'll just get one of these all-inclusive deals, and I'll just pay $15,000 for two people to go do that. And, now they're going to be out of that.
Yeah. Yep.
Again,
I can't imagine people who aren't from Houston and are stuck in Houston right now because of business or, for whatever reason and couldn't get back out.
Right. Or there are people who are in the second story of their apartment because the first floor is flooded.
That too.
They really don't want to hear about how you're not going to be able to get to a football game.
True story.
Anyhow, so we'll certainly hear more and more stories that are that we won't necessarily poke fun at because now what's going to happen is as the water starts to recede here, we'll start to find out about stuff that we didn't know about. And we still had 5 fatalities. Is that I read that this morning? I didn't know if that was.
I'll
still
have
up
to
today.
Look. Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
I do know they're worried about a family of 6 that basically got washed away in their van, and so there. But that is still unknown.
Well,
to,
and everything's
going to
be. You're going to have to do house to house all along the Texas coast, and that's where you'll find out where those individuals who were by themselves or ended up by themselves, and we didn't even know about it. All right, so we'll try to move on a little bit about this stuff, and then we'll keep you posted as to other things that are going on. But anyhow, there was an unlikely sight at a Birmingham area interstate yesterday morning as law enforcement officers from multiple agencies chased a stolen school bus. 24-year-old Brandon Peckinpah of Kentucky He's not one of us.
No.
Booked into the Jefferson County Jail shortly after 11 o'clock yesterday morning, he was charged with attempting to elude law officers, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Authorities say that Monday afternoon he's going to be charged with five more felonies.
Wow.
24 years old, so he's setting
rack
up,
him up.
Yep, his life course, I would think. They also expected to attempt to get an attempted murder warrant against him because he ran into a state trooper's vehicle.
Ooh.
Yeah. All began about 1 in the morning when authorities say the bus was stolen from the home of a bus driver. Wow. I guess they take
them
home.
They take those home? Yeah.
Well, maybe if he lives way out in the middle of nowhere. Blount County Sheriff's officers said that the bus was taken during an early morning spate of burglaries. Authorities later received a call from a citizen who was following the stolen school bus. The citizen was told to stop following the bus so law enforcement officials could take over. He got up on I-59 southbound and was going in excess of 60 miles an hour with a string of police cars behind him, stealing a school bus. At what point did you decide this wasn't the thing to do?
I might have made a mistake.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is it's not a good idea to steal a school bus.
Info.
Mation.
And probably not do the burglaries either, but,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Who's keeping count of that?
My guess is if somebody needed to tell him, then he had too many problems to begin with. So.
24 years old, five felonies, that's on top of anything else he might have had. So
oh.
Life's path set for a little while anyway.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, there you go. It's Tuesday. It's 29th of August. It's day 241. We got 124 left. 241, 124. All right, so it's more herbs, less salt day. That's probably a pretty good idea. Individual rights day. just don't go too far.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't use that as an excuse for everything today. National Chop Suey Day. I guess this is when it was invented.
Okay. Oh, all right.
National Lemon Juice Day.
Okay. All right. You can use that in a lot of things.
You really can. And there we go. Birthdays.
We don't have a whole lot of birthdays today, but John McCain is 81.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if he's going to be a Republican today.
Good question. Yeah, you never really know with him. Liam Payne is 24. He's one of the guys from One Direction.
Yep.
Apparently they say he did not betray his fans. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
I have no idea. Yeah. But Lea Michele is 31. She was on Glee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she, I want to say she does a voice on Frozen. Maybe not. Okay. But yeah, but she was one of the main character or the main character on Glee.
Yeah. Jay Ryan is 36. He was on CW's Beauty and the Beast, which wrapped up this year. Dante Bosco is 42. He was Rufio and Hook.
Oh, Rufio. Yeah. Rufio. Yep.
Carla Gugino is 46. She was on Spy Kids, Sin City, Watchmen,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff. Entourage. Rebecca De Mornay is 58. Well, of course.
Thought she was older than that. Yeah. But anyway, it's all right. Been around a while.
Definitely. Robin Leach.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Back in the day, I mean, really a pace setter. He was doing all that. Well, he was doing TMZ type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long ago.
Well before anybody else was.
Yeah.
He had those, what was it, champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Yeah, he's 76.
Yeah.
Joel Schumacher is 78, director of many movies, uh-huh. The Lost Boys and St. Elmo's Fire and stuff. And Elliot Gould is 79.
former Mr. Barbara Streisand.
That's right.
Long time ago. So there you go. And was one of the guys in MASH, too, mm-hmm. as a matter of
fact.
The
movie. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And William Friedkin, director, French Connection, The Exorcist, stuff like that, 82. And yeah, you're right. We don't have a whole lot of birthdays. There you go, 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Julian gave you a specific message to give the president. Is that true?
We discussed what I would tell the president.
And are you planning on telling the president all of this?
It is my understanding from other parties who are trying to arrange the rendezvous that a rendezvous with myself and the president is being arranged for me to give him the firsthand information.
Do you believe the American people have a right to know this information? And do you believe if the information comes out, the American people will conclude that the news media has been purposely lying to them?
Yes, and there's no doubt about that. And if the information comes out, there will be an outrage among the American people that their time has been wasted. They've had this story shoved down their throats as if the Russians colluded with Donald Trump.
Is it?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, there's a common assumption about identity theft, and a lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but credit card fraud is not the only form of identity theft. And if you're protecting your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, well, you could be missing some major forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or someone getting an online payday loan in your name, or even someone draining your 401k. Now, that's why it's a good thing we have LifeLock.com. They use proprietary technology. They detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. You have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists, they're going to work to fix it for you. And no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction, but by far, LifeLock is the best, and you can see they do more than just monitoring your credit. Join LifeLock now. You get a 10% discount by using the promo code Hannity. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity to save 10%. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity, and you'll save 10% today.
Hello, it's Toyota's National Clearance Event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9517.
Well, clearly the stupid criminals that continue to make this mistake aren't listeners to the Infomaniacs. Otherwise, they'd know not to do this. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So, you know, it's almost as if someone high on meth might not make smart decisions. A 33-year-old woman named Marjorie Ann Dayrider from Great Falls, Montana, called 911 on Friday, and the reason was she'd just done some bad meth. And she wanted to complain. She said it left a, quote, bad taste in her mouth, and she wanted some help. So a cop went over to her place, like he would, and Marjorie told him she does meth, quote, 3 times a day, every day, and has never had this reaction before. Imagine that. Oh, and she still had some of the meth on her if they wanted to test it. So she handed it over, and the cops arrested her for felony narcotics possession. Ugh, come on, get it together. Of course, then again, I guess if you're smoking meth, you have bigger problems. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Hey, good morning. It's 625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, I don't know. I guess we're not going to get a whole lot of rain today. We might get some. We have north winds out there right now. Is that right? That's kind of pleasant.
Yeah.
Check the.
I know. High only near 79 today.
Man. All right. Well, that's a nice thing is the stuff. Hey, if you need to pull weeds in your flower bed, today's the day to do it, okay? Mm. Shouldn't be any easier than it is today.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, then in about 2 days, the mosquitoes will be out, and you won't want to be out there
true.
Anyway.
Good point.
Should not be the thing you'd want to do. If you're in Kenya, don't get caught with a plastic bag. Starting this week, using a plastic bag, be it for groceries or lining a trash can or anything else you can think of, will cost you the equivalent of a $38,000 fine and land you in jail for up to 4 years.
Oh, my. Wow, they're taking that seriously.
The cabinet's, the country's cabinet secretary for environment put it bluntly, it is a toxin that we must get rid of. It is affecting our water, it's affecting our livestock, and even worse, we are ingesting this as human beings. Really?
Wow.
How are you eating garbage bags?
I'm not sure.
And where do you go from there? I'm not, you know, I don't have an idea, but I'm thinking that probably in Kenya, their sanitary system or their trash pickup system
might not be quite as up to date.
Right. They're not using big trucks with squeezers and green plastic cans, in other words. And so I'm guessing at least there was some containment if you used a trash can liner, which now goes away. And don't you have to have something to replace that? Are we going back to paper bags at the grocery store? I'm sure they've got it all figured out.
I don't see Kenyans like carrying around like reusable bags from like, you know.
The kind you get at like Whole Foods.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Whole Foods is all about that Kenya market.
Exactly.
Right.
And then, of course, cleaning them out after use. I mean, I get it. I understand what they want to try to do. But a $38,000 fine and jail for up to 4 years?
I mean, only one person really has to pay it for it to pay off, right?
That's probably right. Well, and, you know, you think they probably put a penalty together like that to get people's attention. I get it. It could be one of those, you know, you could be up to 4 years and that sort of stuff. But still in all, in Kenya, to take that, well, it sounds like the kind of thing that, I don't know.
It's like, what are you in for, man?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, used a plastic garbage bag.
Seems a little much, yeah.
Busted on that. So, anyway, we'll see how that works out for him. Let's have a look at that aforementioned weather. Showers and thunderstorms are possible. Now, this forecast says 80%. Okay, we'll see. But the thing is, the amount of rain would be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, which I think is probably most folks would be laughing at today, considering what we've had to go through. 60% chance of rain for tonight, and then a chance of rain on Wednesday and Wednesday night. Then they start to diminish. Our temperatures start to go back up. By this weekend, we'll be back up to 87 degrees, but at least for today, tonight, and tomorrow, it seems that the winds will be out of the north, so that will give us a little bit of relief. And currently, the winds are out of the northwest north at 15, gusting up to 22 miles an hour. Fair skies, and we do have right now 72 degrees out there.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Expedia CEO Dara Khosrowshahi has been named Uber's top executive, taking the difficult job of mending the dysfunctional ride-hailing giant and turning it from money-losing giant into a profitable company. Uber's fractured 8-member board voted to hire Khosrowshahi late yesterday, capping 3 days of meetings. China's reemergence as a coal importer has boosted the fortunes of U.S. producers who are now shipping more coal abroad than any time in the last 2 years. The trend has helped solidify a business that at the beginning of last year was suffering through a spate of bankruptcies and threatened with more.
You know what? I just looked at this. This is the same thing we ran yesterday. Why don't we do today's? All right, here we go.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Harvey's Path is cutting through the heart of the oil industry. Now the storm is fueling an increase in gas prices nationwide. As Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Texas coast, it shut down some of the biggest oil and gas refineries in the country. Nearly 20% of the country's daily gasoline refining capacity is now offline. That's more than 2.5 million barrels a day. As charities step up their donation requests in the wake of of Hurricane Harvey, you may not be sure where or what to give. You should check GuideStar's website first to ensure your charity is legit and consider giving money rather than material goods, which can pile up unused and clog up relief agencies' resources. Amazon kicked off its first day as the owner of Whole Foods by slashing prices, adding its logo on signs, and setting up a stand of Amazon Echo Voice Assistant devices by store entrances. It's just the first taste of the moves e-commerce giant will make at the organic grocer. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today's Brazos County Commission meeting agenda calls for the removal of the burn ban.
The first 4 or 5 inches that we got, we didn't think it was going to be that bad because we were so dry that it just kind of soaked it up. But after that, now it's just all runoff. It's trying to find a place to go.
Commissioner Sammy Catalina on our show calls on residents to not play in the water surrounding the Brazos Center.
We have that creek that goes through there. We have a lot of water there, and part of the parking lot's underwater, and people are driving through it looking at it. I mean, and the water is swift. You know, no sense in taking a chance just to look at some water. Turn the TV on if you want to look at water.
In addition to his county responsibilities, Catalina says he's working to keep his cattle on high ground along the flooded river bottoms, has also seen the ready-to-harvest cotton crop wiped out by the storms. The city of College Station is asking listeners to stay out of city parks, especially Wolfpin Creek and Lick Creek parks.
As we send our crews out to look at damage and what's out there in the parks, we've noticed that there's a lot of other people out and around in the parks, and we just want to remind them that they are closed right now until the weather lets up.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says it's hazardous to swim, wade, or boat in swollen creeks and or sliding down the hill by the Wolfpin Amphitheater.
In this case, into the flooded water behind it. And, yeah, it's pretty dangerous. So there's been quite a few people that we've had to chase out of there.
It is also considered a hazard for those considering swimming, wading, or boating in the swollen creeks. There is no mail service leaving or coming to the Twin Cities until further notice. All mail from Bryan College Station is routed through Houston. The Postal Service has also suspended service in and out of the Iola Post Office until further notice. The only reason the USPS gives is the impact from Hurricane Harvey. We're waiting for a reply to why the mail cannot be routed somewhere else. With no advance notice, you showed up mightily again to assist out-of-towners displaced by severe weather.
I think we pulled this together in about an hour and a half with KBTX and the Eagle, and 2 truckloads later, I mean, we're going to help out a lot of people. So again, we thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. Everyone at Bryan Broadcasting, KBTX and the Eagle, residents of Bryan College Station are just amazing.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says the original plan was for 1 truck from the Eagle to transport items, mostly for young children, to a Houston area shelter. But the turnout was so great, the Eagle brought in a 2nd truck, which was also filled with similar donations. The 2nd truck will be going to Rockport, which was the bullseye of Hurricane Harvey's landfall. A reminder, Texas A&M and Blinn have no classes today, but both will return to classes tomorrow. Sam Houston State has canceled classes through Labor Day. Bryan ISD is starting 2 hours late today, and there is no morning pre-kindergarten. All Bryan ISD bus pickups, school start times, employee arrival times, and normally scheduled activities will be delayed 2 hours from their normal start time. College Station ISD is holding classes today and on their regular schedule. South of Milliken along FM 159, there is a partial breach that is threatening the Clifty Creek Lake Dam. Residents have been asked to stay in place and call 911 if they have an emergency or they want to be evacuated. Motorists are also asked to stay away. The personnel office at Sanderson Farms has asked us to share that they will be back open for business today. All three shifts are to report at their regular startup time. We've told you that WTAW sports director Zach Taylor was among the thousands of passengers stuck on cruise ships in the Gulf behind Harvey. Zach texted us yesterday that they are headed again to New Orleans. They're expected to arrive today and unload there. He will be flying to Dallas and driving back to College Station. A Montgomery County woman who was napping yesterday was killed after a tree crashed into her mobile home. Then her husband had to be rescued. The sheriff's office reported this happened in Porter, which is east of Spring. Firefighters had to wade through chest-level water to remove the tree and get the victim and her husband. Among more than 3,000 rescues around Houston involved a dump truck. This took place along homes in Sugar Land near the Brazos River. A Fort Bend deputy sheriff arranged to get the truck, and several residents floated on small rafts and air mattresses to get to the truck. Many were taken to the baseball park that is home of the Sugar Land Skeeters minor league team. And in Houston, KHOU Television is reporting that six family members are believed to have drowned when their van was swept away by floodwaters. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save $13,500 on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $13,500 in total savings. Choose from a big selection, but hurry. We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $7,500 and 6,000 dealer discounts. Stock number 60253. See dealer for details.
Bryan Broadcasting invites you to attend the Save Our Streets Ministry's 16th Annual Banquet, Do Something, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Good morning, 638, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, and it's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Harvey hasn't moved very much since yesterday, but it's moved far enough to the southeast that the heaviest rain has been pulled out of our region. We'll see more scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm today, highs near 80. Chance of showers or a thunderstorm tonight, remaining breezy 70. Scattered showers and storms possible tomorrow, breezy 80 to 85. Mostly cloudy, breezy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear Coach Kevin Sumlin's statements from last night's season premiere of the Coach Kevin Sumlin Show. Meanwhile, former A&M women's basketball coach Wanda Bender has passed away. And from college football to Major League Baseball, we'll update you on which games will be played where in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, yeah, I was just thinking the other day, what if you were the Rice football team?
Cause yeah.
You went to Australia to to play a game.
And then they
probably said, hang on.
You can't go back to Houston.
Yeah. Not sure if they're there yet. Whatever's happened. So a lot of flooding around the Houston area, and I guess they're still gonna catch more rain today. I heard one report last night that they could get another foot of rain there. And anyhow, what's interesting is this is the anniversary really of when Katrina came ashore as well.
Right. Right.
This very day. So this has been a a not good situation, and again, how much do we not know yet because of what's happened? And as the water starts to recede, we'll see exactly where it goes.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of Louisiana, I mean, there's more and more places there that are now getting hit and having issues as well.
Exactly, because the kind of thing that we've had has now moved over to the east. And then they're all, you know, we talked to Sheriff Kirk yesterday about how there were people taken out of the jails down in along the Texas coast, and some of them are here. Well, there are two more prisons that have now evacuated prisoners because of Hurricane Harvey. And so, you know, that ended up being almost 6,000 inmates that had to be, and, you know, you can't take them and put them in a high school gym.
No.
Correct.
No.
It's not like they're not regular citizens. And
right.
So that causes a problem. Monday, they took 1,400 inmates advance and Jester 3 prisons in the Houston suburb of Richmond, began loading them. Again, got to be special buses to do that, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't just use a regular yellow dog for that. The evacuation orders came after three other prisons in the area were cleared out over the weekend. So just before Harvey made landfall in Corpus Christi. So the president is going to visit Corpus. Is that what we're hearing today?
Yep.
President's
mm-hmm.
going to be in Corpus Christi. There, along with, will then head to Houston, where he will tour the Emergency Operations Center and receive a briefing with state leaders, according to the White House. First Lady is set to join her husband on the trip. White House says Governor Abbott expected also to accompany the president as he swings through Texas.
You know, I've heard kind of an interesting take on the criticisms about why he hasn't been there yet and things like that. And that's that, you know, I mean, obviously the president showing up at a disaster site causes some logistical problems when it comes to, you know, the security needed and things like that. So, it makes sense that he waits a few days.
And
you know?
And him, one person, no matter what their status is, showing up doesn't save people's lives.
Yeah, it's not going to stop the rain.
But, of course.
Well, the president's here. We've all been saved.
That's right. You get criticized if you don't show up.
No.
And that doesn't matter. That's for any president. It's true. Doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, anything. It's just that. What's kind of an interesting sidelight as you now try to glom politics into this? There are New Yorkers and New Jerseyans serving in Congress. For 5 years now, have kept a list of names handy to roll out at a moment's notice. They call them the Comeuppance Caucus. For some, the list is on a physical piece of paper or bookmarked on a computer. For others, it's merely tattooed in their brain. But it consists of which colleagues voted against Hurricane Sandy funding back in 2013. And that was a lot of Texas Republicans. In fact, nearly every Texas Republican who was serving in Congress at the time voted against the $50.5 billion bill, and now their constituents are facing the biggest natural disaster in a state's history. Quote, there's a deep and lingering resentment by members of Congress who needed help in their districts when Sandy had just ravaged their constituents. And this is Steve Israel, who's a Democrat, represented Long Island and retired last January. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and others led the fight against that aid, and a lot of people said that their day of reckoning would come. Well, guess what? Here we are.
I mean, I don't think this is karma.
It's now, as a result, you know, we're going to have people talk. I mean, Chris Christie said the congressional members in Texas are hypocrites. This is what he said on Monday. Even though I'm sure there's going to be some temptation by New Jersey House members in particular to drag their feet, a little bit based on what those folks in Texas did to us during Sandy, I'm going to be urging all our members to rise above that and provide the aid as quickly as possible. So, yeah, politics seems to just get in and exacerbate everything.
Yeah, there was a University of Tampa professor who tweeted that Texans deserved this for voting for Trump.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And he came out later and apologized because I'm sure just got slashed all over social media.
Sure.
But basically, yeah, in a nutshell, said I don't necessarily, or something about believing in karma. And Texas deserved this for voting for President Trump.
Yeah, you know, that's probably also the same type of person that said that George Bush steered the hurricane into Louisiana.
Yep. Right. So. I'm like, this is a professor of at a university.
One would hope they would be able to put together enough good judgment to not say that. Anyhow, but it continues to be there in the Gulf Coast, and it's going to be the problem of Harris County and Fort Bend County again. Trying to see if there were any other updates that were available, but I presume, and actually I'd been in touch with some people who were looking to come up to this area if their families could get out. I was in contact with a guy who's in business in Brazil, and clearly he's a little concerned because his family was trapped down in Fort Bend County. Mm. He's looking to see if I knew of any housing that was available, and he was back in touch with me within a half an hour saying they can't even get out of there. So, again, there are all these personal stories that we're not even hearing about, of the consternation for people who are separated from their families for business or some other reason.
Yeah, and that's the thing is there's some people that are technically safe where they are, but now, I mean, they can't leave their home.
That's what happened to me yesterday. That's why I wasn't here yesterday. There were no roads out of where I stay.
But you had power.
I had power. I did have power. I didn't have water for a certain period of time, but I did have power.
And I guess again, that's the oddity, the inconsistencies.
Right.
A lot of people are able to continue to operate in their daily routine and still do what they need to do.
That's been the weirdest vibe here, at least, because I'm sure things are just really chaotic, you know, farther from here into the Houston area. But here, you know, yesterday it was as if some people, they're just, you know, there's a little rain. Okay.
Right.
And then other people like you, Brad, it was, no, I can't get anywhere, or, you know, the schools were closed. And so yesterday was just a really odd day, I felt like, at least, because it was such a as you said, inconsistency with what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and nearly to that point, not nearly as serious, when I lived in Beaumont, mm-hmm. we'd get a lot of rain there. And I literally lived, I want to say, a mile and a quarter from the radio station. I mean, I was like eight blocks, nine blocks from the radio station. Yet I had no power. There were a lot of trees in the neighborhood I lived in. And invariably, you know, a branch had come down and 12 houses here. But we had rain, and I had to get my neighbor across the street to come in his Jeep and get us and take us to stay in a hotel that was three blocks from the radio station. You know, literally, you drive a certain amount. And
right.
They're in Beaumont, they paint the windows shut, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, and I lived in a neighborhood where the windows were painted shut, so you couldn't open them, and there's no air conditioning, and there'd be skeeters, too. And so you're miserable, and yet you get in a car, and you drive four blocks, and you're back to normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to work, and everything's fine at work, and then you go back and wait to see if the lights have come back on in your house. And those are the kind of situations where people are dealing with. And I guess also we have some people here whose families are from the Houston area.
Oh,
I have
several friends who came back home. You know, they live in the Houston area now and are just hanging out with their parents all week because they don't have work. I mean, several people, work has been canceled till at least after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Well, and then they have to get back in and see what it looks like.
Exactly.
So it will impact the economy in so many ways. That's 6:49.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 2nd, learn all about pruning trees and shrubs. This class will cover the reasons for pruning, the proper procedures, and the timing for trees and shrubs in our area. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you own property, you own a landscape. Hopefully you're proud of your ownership, but if you're not, this is a fine time to make changes. Good landscaping is easier with a plan, and fall is a great time to put that plan into effect. I'll be back with details right after this message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Any home improvement project starts with a plan, just as you wouldn't think of adding even one small room to your home without some type of architectural drawings. You shouldn't go into a landscaping project without the same type of planning. You can draw your plan yourself if you know plans and if you have a good feeling for how things need to fit together. If you're short on either of those, look for the advice and guidance of a professional. Decide exactly what you want your landscape to accomplish. You want it to provide good and direct access to the house, and you certainly want it to complement and enframe your home. Shade may be a concern, as can privacy, sound screening, and security. You'll probably want your landscape to provide color through the seasons and space for outdoor entertainment, including room for a spa or a pool and space for the kids to play. You may need enclosure for pets, and you may want space for fruit or vegetable gardening. Most of all, though, you want your landscape to beautify. Your next step is to look over your home site with a critical eye. If it's a new lot, are there trees that need to be removed? I hope not. Are there existing plants that should be featured? If you're redoing an existing garden, determine which plants should be saved and which need to be replaced. Just as you assess any existing plants in your landscape, you also need to evaluate the hardscape as well. That's a term that refers to all the non-living portions of patio surfaces, fences, arbors, and patio covers, utilities, driveway, hills and valleys, retaining walls, and so on and on. You need to consider them carefully to determine which stay and which will go. Your landscape needs to reflect your goals and your preferences. If you have plants you especially like, tell your architect or landscape designer. If you have those that you don't like, let them know. The same goes for hardscape features, and it also applies to the overall look of the design itself. There are many outstanding architects and landscape designers who do wonderful work on home landscape plans. Make a list of several whose work you admire or who come with good recommendations from nurserymen or friends. Meet with them as your time permits. Trust your initial instincts as well. Make sure you can communicate with the architect you eventually choose. Once you've chosen the architect you want to work with, schedule an initial meeting in which you can outline all your objectives and ask then for some kind of interim drawings to make sure that things are on track. I'm Neil Sperry, and we'll talk about imponderables in gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, the Coach Kevin Sumlin Show debuted for the first time this season last night out at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. First up, Coach Sumlin spoke on how the hurricane has affected him and the team.
Well, it's been a nightmare, the best way to put it. You know, we've got a lot of players that are in and around, not just the Houston area, but the Gulf Coast area. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the city of Houston,
And a lot of our guys that are dealing with things that are bigger than football. You know, nothing hit me harder than, I think everybody knows my relationship with Bucky Richardson. He's one of my best buddies, and we lived in the same neighborhood, which got really torn up by tornadoes and things south of Houston. And last night he was trying to get out of there with his family after they, you know, canceled school, and he got out of there, but he couldn't get here. So, you know, he's in a hotel in Katy. That's when it really hit me that, you know, people are trapped.
Turning to football, Coach spoke on Christian Kirk and exactly what he means to the program.
He's been fabulous. You know, it's hard to believe. It's been 3 years with him, you know, since I sat in the house. And ironically, he was trying to figure out whether he was going to go to UCLA or come here. I'm glad that we were able to convince him to come here. I certainly don't want to play against him. He's a dynamic player and just a great leader and on and off the field.
The Aggs face UCLA this Sunday in Pasadena. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, Richmond's season opener at Sam Houston State, postponed by Hurricane Harvey, will be made up Friday night at Baylor. The Spiders and Sam Houston State were originally scheduled to open the season Sunday night. Meanwhile, another college football game is also on the move due to the hurricane. The BYU-LSU game will be played on Saturday night at the Superdome in New Orleans after massive flooding in Houston. The game is still scheduled to kick off at 9:30 p.m. In Canada, ex-Baylor coach Art Briles is having a little trouble with his job search in the wake of his firing over a sexual assault scandal allegedly involving some players. Less than 11 hours after the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League announced the hiring of Briles as an assistant coach, the league and the team backtracked in the face of public pressure and said he will not be joining the team after all. In some sad news, former Texas A&M head women's basketball coach Wanda Bender has passed away at the age of 86 on August 23rd. Bender was the coach of the Aggies women's basketball team from 1977 to 1979. She led the Aggs to two winning seasons and the school's only appearance at the SWAIA regional tournament in 1979. That squad won 26 games, a school record that stood for 29 years. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers had the night off last night but start a three-game series tonight. The series was supposed to take place at Minute Maid, but in the wake of flooding caused by Harvey, the series has been moved to Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida. First pitch for tonight's game is set for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NFL, Houston Texans defensive end J.J. Watt wants to return to his city, which is swamped by floodwaters from Hurricane Harvey. Watt had this to say to his fans.
I don't know how much my thoughts mean to you, but I want you to know that they're with you. Just stay strong and stay safe. You know, heed to all the advice, heed to all the warnings that people give. Help out in whatever way you can with those around you. But the biggest thing is stay safe.
The Texans have been forced to relocate to Dallas until it's safe to return. The team has held one workout at the practice facility of the Dallas Cowboys and was planning another for today. The Texans face the Cowboys on Thursday at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
How easy is getting pre-approved for a mortgage? Super easy with my new Fairway Now app. Text me at 979-220-3018 and I'll share our new app with you. Quick, easy, convenient, and you can apply online with a secure server. And like magic, I get to work finding you the best rates and providing you the best mortgage experience. Text me today, Debbie Lewis, at 979-220-3018. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS number 2289. Deborah Davis Lewis, NMLS 200090.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Well, what's left of Harvey has moved off to the south and the east enough that we're probably not going to have to worry about any significant rainfall. Could have thunderstorm or two today, but not much rain at all. Northerly winds, as a matter of fact, gusting up to 20 miles an hour for the next couple of days will make it rather pleasant out there. Then it'll start warming up toward the weekend. Right now, winds out of the north at 15, gusting to 22 at 72. WTAW College Station, Brian.